Hello, everybody. Bill Buckmaster with you on this Thursday. Very hot, July 9th. No rain in sight. Maybe a slight chance today. Then, you know, the latest for sustained rains since they've been keeping records at the airports, the 25th of July. And I'm looking at that long-range forecast. It's grim. There are no thunderstorm activity in the 10-day forecast. It's Buckmaster in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Very busy day. Let's get it going with Senator Martha McSally on the Buckmaster Show live line. How are you, Senator?
Hey, Bill. I hope you're well and healthy. Well, you know, all things considered, you may have seen I lost my brother, my 58-year brother, last week. So it's been a very difficult week for me and my family.
Boy, I'll tell you, 2020, the year it just keeps giving a bad things, doesn't it? I tell you.
Awful.
I am so sorry for your loss.
Thank you.
And then, you know, we have this news. Arizona is the world leader for COVID-19. It's publicity, certainly, Martha McSally, that no state wants and may have long-lasting effects. You have Dr. Fauci suggesting a complete re-shutdown of Arizona and a couple of other states. Some of your thoughts, please.
Well, I'd encourage everybody who's listening, it's up to us to do our part, that the virus is among us. It is spreading widespread in our community, and especially for you young people who think you're invincible. This isn't just about you. It's about you protecting your parents and your grandparents and others around you who are vulnerable with underlying conditions. So the governor's message is you're safer at home. Take that to heart. If you don't need to go out, don't go out. If you're an essential worker, you know, those precautions and the wearing a mask and staying away from people and washing your hands and not touching your face, this is all important for all of us to do. But if you don't need to be around other people, please do not. We all have to do our part. It's our responsibility to flatten this curve again. We flattened it once and we lengthened it when we did that. And now it's up to all of us to do our part. Well, you know, allowing people to safely work if they can, but stopping the spread by saving other people's lives by our responsibilities and in our own actions. So I just really encourage everybody who's listening, please wear a mask in public where it's mandated. Of course, you must do that. But if you can't social distance, stay at home and follow all the guidelines.
COVID-19 stimulus checks are going to be quickly running out here at the end of the month. Will there be another round of checks, do you believe?
Well, Bill, we're in conversations about what more we need to do. That is certainly one of the options. We want to make sure that we're providing relief to people who have been the hardest hit. We have people all over our community, as you know, who went from living paycheck to paycheck. And because of this virus, they were asked not to work. And we need to make sure that they don't fall into housing and food insecurity. So the stimulus checks was an inartful but fast way to get money out the door, plus the unemployment support, plus the Paycheck Protection Program. We were really just trying to get cash out there as quickly as possible to small businesses and workers and families. And as we look to what more we need to do, we want it to be as targeted as possible to focus on the impact on the virus and save small businesses and support people who are asked again not to work. So I also have initiatives about supporting those in the travel industry that have been hurt really hard, and many almost 200,000 jobs in Arizona. They are at about a 36% unemployment rate around the country because people are not traveling. And so, you know, a initiative that allows any American in the next couple of years, when they're allowed to safely travel, keep their hard-earned money in their pocket and use it to support allowing these workers to get back to work, because they've been hit really hard. If you work in a restaurant or at a hotel or you're a tour guide in the Grand Canyon, all those jobs have suffered tremendously.
How will that work briefly? I saw something about that. I think you call it the TRIP initiative.
Yeah, it's a tax credit. So it's your money, instead of sending it to Uncle Sam, that you and your family, if you use it on traveling more than 50 miles, You'll be able to basically write that off as a tax credit. And again, it's about the workers in that industry. We're trying to, instead of another way, some people say, oh, we should just send, you know, bailout money to those industries. This is a way to support those workers to be able to get back to work when you can safely do that. I just want to emphasize that. And the initiative goes all the way through next year so that these workers can go back to their job and be supported instead of being, long-term unemployed.
Boy, we're going to need some kind of help because, as I said, that kind of publicity about us being the COVID leader really, really is going to hurt our very vulnerable and already hurt tourism industry, Martha McSally.
Well, we are a destination state because of just the amazing places that we have here, our, you know, Grand Canyon, our parks, all the vistas we have. People come from all over the world and all over the country and really over the state to visit these places. And that industry has been hit so hard. So we're not going to be able to safely allow that industry to function at a higher level until we defeat this virus or we get it back under control. And there's ways for us to do that, which is back to my first message. Follow the guidelines. It's not about you.
Let's talk briefly about the political season, the political debates. You've said you're focusing on your opponent in the fall, Democrat Mark Kelly. What about your Republican base? Do they deserve a chance to go see you kind of go head on, at least with one debate with your primary opponent, this Daniel McCarthy?
Yeah, Bill, we're focused on the general election. This isn't just about Arizona. We are ground zero for the Senate majority. That's why so much money has been pouring into this race from out of state, from, you know, all those who want Chuck Schumer and Nancy Pelosi in charge. And so we are very much focused on doing my job. But when it comes to this campaign about holding the line and holding this seat in the general election, I've got President Trump's endorsement. We've got very strong support, and this is about being unified and winning the general election, and that's our focus.
You know, I talked about stimulus checks for individuals. What about businesses? Could another round, is there any help coming for our small businesses, Martha McSally?
Oh, thanks, Bill. There's still actually money in the Paycheck Protection Program. So if you are a small business owner, if you're listening and you did not apply for a paycheck protection loan, forgivable loan, we've extended the date so you can still do that. There's over, I think, $130 billion still remaining. As we look forward, if we need more money, I do want to focus on very small businesses, the mom and pop shops, the self-employed. Those are really hanging on and struggling now to make sure that their business still exists. So, but the money's still there from the first round. And even if you're open, so small business owners, if you're listening, even if you have some activity, if you're self-employed, but if you have been impacted economically, you can apply for a Paycheck Protection forgivable loan to cover your overhead costs and your payroll. So go to your financial institution and apply today. It's available right now. And if we need more, we'll do it. And I want to focus on those very small mom and pop shops.
So even if you're an individual business owner, this would apply.
Yes. If you're an independent contractor, if you're self-employed, I think of these one-person businesses all over Arizona, you know, whether you make something and sell it or, you know, you're a landscaper or you're a dog trainer, every single one of you can apply for the Paycheck Protection Program to help cover your costs. So I really want to encourage you, reach out to your financial institution and apply today if you haven't already.
You know, going back to the untimely death of your brother, this is such a horrible time for people who do suffer a loss. They can't really gather in family gatherings. Some of your thoughts on that, please.
This is one of the cruelest things of this virus, Bill, is especially in those early months, so many people said goodbye to a loved one like I just did, and they had no ability to have closure, to gather for a funeral, to lay them to rest. We were blessed that in a limited way with a lot of restrictions, we were able to have a service for my brother. It was back in Rhode Island where I'm from, and it was small. It was beautiful. I went from, you know, singing at his wedding 25 years ago to singing at his funeral 2 days ago. And I'm just blessed that we had that opportunity. But, you know, my 85-year-old mom is isolated, and we had to take extreme precautions in her time of grief. And it's just cruel. And there's so many people out there who have lost a loved one or who a loved one is in the hospital right now for COVID or other issues. and they're not able to be with them, and they're not able to have that closure to say goodbye to them and bury them. And it's just cruel. So let's work together to defeat this virus. Let's flatten the curve so people cannot have even more pain in their lives.
All right. Again, I'm very sorry for your loss. Thank you very much, Senator McSally.
Thanks, Bill. God bless you. You guys stay safe.
Thanks a lot. Martha McSally with us on The Buckmaster Show. Coming up next, this really segues really nicely out of what the senator was talking about, the Paycheck Protection Program. I got a lot of questions for certified public accountant Michael C. Flowers, who's on the live line and is coming up next. We'll try to get to Michael as soon as possible. But first, please give a listen to the people that make this program possible. I'm a small business owner, and without the support of these people, I would not be on the air, so please give it a listen. As a small business owner, I appreciate the services of a top-notch certified public accountant. That's why Michael C. Flowers of Flowers, Rieger & Associates is the CPA firm of the Buckmaster Show. Michael's a former Small Business Leader of the Year in Tucson. He'll professionally handle all of your accounting needs and tax preparation services. Flowers, Rieger & Associates, 6125 East Grant Road, and on the web, flowersrieger.com.
The Regional Transportation Authority and its member jurisdictions have completed more than 850 transportation projects or service improvements across the region to date. The RTA is a state-established political subdivision and taxing district. The RTA's current half-cent sales tax funds the 20-year plan through June 2026. And the RTA is laying the foundation to develop a new plan. To learn more, please visit www.rtanext.com.
This is Bill Buckmaster. You've heard me talk about choosing Tucson International Airport. While fewer people are traveling lately, our airport is doing even more these days to help ensure traveler health safety, including counter safety shields, physical distancing markers, enhanced cleaning, and more. It's called TUS Cares, and you can learn more at flytucson.com. These may be different times, but my priority remains to fly Tucson, Tucson International Airport.
Vero Amore Restaurant in Plaza Palomino at Fort Lowland Swan and Dove Mountain in Marana are now open for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Vero Amore menu items, including Tucson's only certified authentic Neapolitan wood-fired pizza, are ready for you and your friends and family. More at veroamorepizza.com.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing is once again welcoming guests to the gallery. Stop by or call ahead for a one-on-one appointment or even a virtual design session. Come by Moe's Gallery and Fine Framing, located at the southwest corner of Fort Lowell and Dodge. The number is 795-8226 and on the web at moesgallery.com.
Here at Bon Voyage Travel, we encourage you to keep the travel spark alive by exploring the world through our weekly webinar series that includes inspiration and insight from some of the top leaders in the travel industry. When you're ready to plan your next adventure, know that Bon Voyage Travel will be here to advise and assist. Join us every Wednesday at 3 p.m. for a new virtual destination discovery. While we're apart, let's keep dreaming together. Visit bvtravel.com for more information.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show, where we put a lot of information in a noon hour program in the Green Things Zocalo Village studio. We thank Senator Martha McSally for joining us at the top of the program. Now we welcome Michael C. Flowers, certified public accountant. Michael, how are you, sir?
Bill, I'm doing wonderful and hope you're doing as well.
Doing well. Thank you very much, Michael. First of all, there is so much confusion about tax filing deadline. The April 15th deadline was moved. I believe it's now next Wednesday, correct?
July 15th is the new April 15th.
That's coming up.
It's coming up, and the government will allow for an automatic extension, but you have to file for that. We've done probably 100 or 150 of those over the last couple of weeks. What most people are confused with is like, oh, good, I get an extra time to pay my taxes. That's not what it's about. It just gives you extra time to file. But let's say you knew you were going to owe $10,000. They want that $10,000 now with the extension, and the extension provides for an amount to be paid for with the extension. So it's critical that you don't just say, oh, I'm going to get an extension and, you know, I'll pay them $10,000 months from now, because they're going to charge you interest on not filing and paying on time.
That is so important. So in other words, you cannot kick the financial can down the road, say you owe the 10 grand, and say, oh, I heard there's this automatic extension. I don't have to pay the government a dime until whatever, September.
Right. It's everybody would do that, Bill. Nobody would file April 15th if they said, well, you can pay us October 15th. So that's the critical thing. And what some people do is, geez, Mike, I don't have the 10 grand, so I'm not going to file the extension. The government really penalizes you for not filing that little form, because they'll charge you 5% per month for not filing your taxes on time. That's 5% per month instead of a 0.5% per month for not paying them on time. So they want to make sure that you at least request the extension. And if you don't have the money, that's not the end of the world. And the consequences aren't as dramatic as they are for not filing the extension.
Boy, there has never been a year like this for any of us seen it. You've been in the business for, I think, 35 years. Is that about right?
Yeah, probably a little bit longer.
Okay, maybe a little longer. And you've never had a year like this. And now, with we heard Martha McSally telling us that the money for small businesses is still available out there.
Amazing that the acronym is PPP, Paycheck Protection Program, and it's unbelievably generous on the government's part to help small businesses. We've had over 50 to 75 clients that applied and received the funds. And initially, they ran out of money so quickly, and now they've extended it to August, and people still aren't taking advantage of it, and I don't know why you wouldn't, because it's essentially free money to help you operate your business as long as you use the money towards what it was intended, which at one point 75% of the money had to go towards payroll. Now it's down to 60%. At one point, you had to spend the money over 8 weeks. They've extended that and said, hey, you can spend the money over 24 weeks. So they're trying to give you every option to get the money forgiven. And here, take this money and keep your employees and don't have the employees on unemployment or not working. So it's encouraged many of our clients. It's kept them going in many cases. It's the most generous program I've ever seen from the government in my career. Which expands since the 70s.
I think people may be not using it because they're probably thinking there's a ton of paperwork and they wouldn't even know where to begin. As a service to your clients, can you walk them through this or help them?
Them or non-clients, I'd be happy to, because we're all about the community ultimately. And if somebody wants to try it themselves, they're certainly welcome to give us a call. We'll spend some time on the phone and tell them what the process is like. And it's a relatively simple 2-page form that, if you have the right documentation, and that's where there's some hesitation, is extremely simple to do. And it's not that complicated. And the forgiveness form, given the government's love of acronyms, there's actually a PPP-EZ form, so that it's meant to be easy, and we've looked at the form, and it is extremely easy to both apply and get it, but like anything the government does, there are a bunch of nuances that it's appropriate to have a CPA help you through the process and make sure you're not saying something you didn't, or that you didn't get the full benefit, or you didn't get the full amount forgiven. And we're, you know, working full-time with our clients, making sure that they're getting as much of the loan forgiven as possible. And in about 80% of the cases, it's 100% of the loan, because they used it as appropriate and they requested it as appropriate with our advice.
We have certified public accountant Michael C. Flowers. He is the CPA. We use Michael's services at Bill Buckmaster Communications, LLC. Michael's a very stand-up guy. He's very good at what he does. And I want to add here about this COVID-19. A lot of people have been getting these checks. They've been out of work. Michael, what are the tax consequences? This money is apparently running out at the end of July.
Yeah, there's, you know, it's a political football at this point in time, but unfortunately, generally, unemployment benefits are taxable. So that's something to be cautious of, that there may be some taxes due on that. And there's hope that they may extend that. And that was essentially a $600 per pay, weekly pay, that they've added to the $260 or $280, which was the max you could get from Arizona. So instead of being maxed out at $280 a week, with the government support, it's up to $880 a week. So that's a big, big difference. And in some cases, people were making more on unemployment than they were working at in the job, and it was making it difficult for certain employers and restaurants, for example. Hey, come back to work. Why would I come back to work and make $500 a week when I can sit at home and make $880?
Yeah.
So it's, you know, it's a double-edged sword. For those that need it, you know, it's certainly a lifeline, and I don't know anybody who can live on $280 a week. So the $600 was certainly generous, and hopefully, you know, help people through some hard times. But those same people, when it runs out, are either going to need to get back into the workforce, or they may be down to $280 a week.
I'd like to schedule you again before the end of the month to see how all that's going to play out, because we really have so many questions for you and not that much time today. So I hope we can make that happen.
Yeah, no, I look forward to it. But any time you need me, I'm more than happy to share some advice. But the most critical thing for today are twofold, and we touched them both. Make sure you do your extension by next Wednesday. I would send it certified if you're mailing it. If you have access to electronic filing, which we do, we make sure we electronically file them, and we get an acknowledgement that it's been done. So the IRS, because the IRS hasn't opened up a ton of mail as of now. There's a bunch of our clients that have sent in paper returns for specific reasons that they had to, and many of those clients haven't seen their refunds, and we've written letters on certain other tax matters, and it's just like going into a black hole, because nobody's at the office, and it's, you know, the IRS, I don't want to be dramatic, but it's crippled to a certain degree with the amount of you know, people calling, where's my stimulus check, why didn't I get it, et cetera, et cetera. So they're certainly overloaded, and we don't know when they're going to come back to full force, but there are a number of refunds that are still sitting on somebody's desk waiting for the returns to get open and processed.
Well, if there was ever a time to have a reliable, trustworthy CPA like Michael C. Flowers, now is the time. But I'll tell you, Michael, and you've heard this before, some people will say, I just can't afford the services. What do you say to these people?
Well, I'll tell you what I told my new dentist the other day. He was saying how he was in dental school, and they told him, you know, do your own taxes. What do you need those guys for? And I said, well, did you get the PPP loan? He said, yeah, of course I did that. I said, did you include your own salary? And he said, no, I forgot to do that. I said, well, you just cost yourself $20,000. That would have paid my fee for, you know, a number of years, 5 or 10 years. And, you know, do it yourself. And, you know, it cost you $20,000. And that was just in a 30-second conversation. No idea what he's done right or wrong on his tax return. But, you know, at the end of the day, I think it's peace of mind. And we generally, 100% of the time, we save our clients more than they pay us, because we'll tell them, hey, why don't you put money in an IRA, or didn't you do non-charitable contributions, or didn't, let me see your dividends and interest statements, because some of those aren't taxable. And, you know, we've been doing this constantly, and I'd hate to, you know, start from square one and, all right, I'm going to figure out the tax law and do my own tax return. If you just have a W-2 and there's nothing complicated, we're not your guy. But if you bought a house or have stocks and bonds or anything complicated, then you certainly want somebody who's done this on a full-time basis and knows what they're doing. With your benefit in mind, we don't work for the IRS. We work for our clients.
Where can people find you, Michael? I've only got a few seconds.
My phone number is easy, 327-8706, or just Google Mike Flowers, and I've been in the community so long, our firm will come up, and it's easy to find us. We're at Grant and just east of Craycroft, so we'd be happy to chat, and we don't charge for somebody to call on the phone, so that's a courtesy to the community. We'll try to give people advice whether they use our services or not.
Okay, Michael, we'll calendar you for the end of July, get an update on all of this, the PPPs and everything else. Thank you so much. Stay safe, my friend. Thank you.
Take care. Bye-bye.
Thanks a lot. Michael C. Flowers, CBS News Now.
Are you happy with the news you get? While not all news is good news, you know good reporting when you see it. Check TucsonSentinel.com every day for breaking news and investigative reports. Have your say in the comments. It's all in TucsonSentinel.com, your local, independent, nonprofit news. You can rely on TucsonSentinel.com for solid reporting about immigration, Tucson and Pima politics, everything from the border to baseball. It's independent news without the spin. TucsonSentinel.com. We are watching Tucson.
The Arizona mining industry provides precious metals needed to support technical and structural equipment used by law enforcement, firefighters, and the military to keep us safe here and around the world. But the most critical part of public safety and national security is the people who serve without hesitation to protect us. The Southern Arizona Business Coalition stands with our men and women who serve with respect, responsibility, integrity, and discipline daily to keep us safe.
The average person in the USA today takes over 12 prescription medicines each year. And if you are over age 65, it is more than 17 medicines. CredibleMeds.org is a nonprofit organization dedicated to helping inform you and your healthcare providers. Over 30,000 people die each year from reactions to their medicines. Don't be one of those numbers. Be informed and stay safe. Visit CredibleMeds.org today and take control of your healthcare by taking your medicines safely.
Noble Hops in Oro Valley is now open to welcome guests for limited in-restaurant and patio dining, along with takeout and home delivery. All of your favorite Noble Hops menu items are available for you, your family, and friends. So check out Noble Hops, a pub for foodies, on West Lambert Lane at North La Cañada Drive in Oro Valley, and on the web at noblehopspub.com.
Green Things is a family-owned and operated plant nursery serving Tucson since 1970. Open daily at 3384 East River Road, Green Things is chock full of plants and pottery from around the world. Green Things is also now home to Zocalo, featuring fine Mexican and South American imports spread over five buildings on the 13-acre Green Things property. For more, visit greenthingsaz.com and zocalovillage.com.
Cushman & Wakefield PICOR is Tucson's leading independently owned full-service commercial real estate company. Founded in 1985, Cushman & Wakefield PICOR offers leasing, sales, and property management for industrial, office, medical, retail, land, and investment properties in Tucson and Sonora, Mexico. Visit our website at PICOR.com for the latest news from Tucson's commercial real estate sector. That's PICOR.com. Call us at 748-7100.
Vets working hard to save wildlife covered in cactus spines. A skunk left for dead, miraculously saved by a caring citizen. Those are just a couple of the headlines from the nonprofit Tucson Animal Rescue Center, where thousands of animals are cared for each year at its state-of-the-art Far East Side Tucson facility. Rescue, rehab, and release. The Tucson Wildlife Center, saving wildlife for more than two decades. Donate online at TucsonWildlife.com or call 290-WILD.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. Green Things, 50 years and still growing over at 3384 East River Road. Plenty of room over on Green Things to do your social distancing and then take your plants back home and enjoy your backyard garden. And sooner or later, it will rain. Get ready for it with the plants you're going to be needing for when the summer rains finally do arrive. GreenThingsAZ.com is their website. And, of course, Zocalo Village, also part of the family over there on their 13 acres. ZocaloVillage.com. Let's welcome now Dr. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science and the former science editor of Parade Magazine, now head of and the founder of the Sharing the Sky Science Education Organization. Dr. Levy is one of the most successful comet discoverers in history, 23 comets, including his co-discovery of Shoemaker-Levy 9, the comet that collided with Jupiter in 1994, producing the most spectacular explosions ever witnessed in the solar system. Dr. Levy is an Emmy Award-winning writer. He is the author or editor of 35 books and other products. Dr. Levy, I presume.
Yes, hello, and boy, do we have comet to talk about today.
Yeah, we actually have a comet to talk about, don't
yes.
we? This is Comet Neowise?
Comet Neowise.
What the heck?
Neowise is the name of a spacecraft that was launched maybe about 20 years ago as just simply WISE, and it was an acronym, and that's an acronym for something or other. And then it was turned off and then repurposed to do near-Earth object observations and comet observations a few years ago, and it was renamed Neowise. In March, it discovered this comet about 17th magnitude. I don't know if you got the picture I sent you a few minutes ago, but this morning I took it. The comet is about zero magnitude.
Really?
And it's going to stay that way in the morning sky till the end of the weekend, and then it's going to shift into the evening sky, and it'll stay there for the rest of the summer, and hopefully it'll stay fairly bright. It won't stay as bright as it is now, but it should be fairly conspicuous for a while.
And so where do we look, David Levy? Look where and when?
Well, according to David Levy, Bill Buckmaster,
okay,
what one does is one goes outside,
mm-hmm.
And you have to look in the northeast right after dawn starts. You'll see the bright star Capella low in the northeastern sky. And you go down from Capella, just down, and a little bit to the west, a little bit to the left, and then you should see the comet. Use a pair of binoculars, because with the brightening sky you might need it, but it is a naked eye object if your eyes are good enough.
And it hasn't been around in how many hundreds of years?
Oh, thousands and thousands
of
years.
Oh, thousands of
years.
Definitely
the first time we've seen this one.
Okay. Something else is coming, meteor showers.
Yes, we're having a couple of meteor showers coming up. And before I talk with you again, there will be the Delta Aquarid meteor shower, which will be coming out of the constellation of Aquarius, although you can see meteors anywhere over the sky around the 29th of July. About half the meteors that you'll see will be early Perseids, which is the next shower after that, and that reaches its peak on August the 11th, August the 12th. And the Perseids are from another big comet called Swift-Tuttle, and they're little dust particles from that comet. And so I'm looking forward to both of those meteor showers, because even though comets are my signature specialty, what I enjoy the most is just sitting out in the back and watching for shooting stars. I just love doing that.
And it makes us feel less isolated, and certainly this is such a sad summer, sad year, the year of 2020, a summer of isolation.
Oh, it is sad, although, you know, at our age, Wendy and I are kind of been isolating anyway, so we haven't changed very much. But we're just staying at home, and of course, when I go out at night, I'm the only person within about a square mile of me, so I don't need
a mask
or anything. Although I saw a rattlesnake this morning crawling around wearing a mask, so so I guess maybe I do. I don't know, but if I go outside, if I go so far as out to the street, I'm always wearing a mask.
Are people meeting online, the astronomy clubs and such?
Oh, boy, this is the big success of that.
Hmm.
I'm going to be on an online program this afternoon that our synagogue is doing. The Royal Astronomical Society of Canada has online meetings twice a week. Warren Astronomical Society, I'm very active with, also twice a month. And our own Tucson Amateur Astronomy Association, once a month. And so almost every day there's some online program. We're not going to have an in-person Adirondack Astronomy Retreat this year, but I believe we're going to have an online version at some point.
Time for the David Levy quote of the month on the Buckmaster Show.
Yeah, this quote, I might have done this about a year or so ago, but John Ruskin, a very famous art critic, he said, great nations write their autobiographies in three manuscripts, the book of their deeds, the book of their words, and the book of their art. But of the three, the only really trustworthy one is the last one. And I remember when I watched that program, Bill, I could see on my parents' black and white TV set 51 years ago, I saw Kenneth C. Clark. The camera was focused on him, and in the background was the Cathedrale Notre Dame Cathedral. And he says, he looked at the camera and he said, what is civilization? I do not know. I can't define it in abstract terms yet, but I think I can recognize it when I see it, and I'm looking at it now.
Oh, very good. You met Mr. Clark, didn't you, at one point?
No, I never did, except on his program.
Huh.
Yeah.
All right, David Levy.
No, I think what you were talking about was another Clark, Arthur C. Clark.
Arthur C. Clark.
Yeah, I never met him, but I knew him by email. We had a very long email correspondence that lasted the last 10 years of his life. And we just wrote back and forth and back and forth. And I told him when I was watching 2010 that the black spot on Jupiter reminded me of SL9, Shoemaker-Levy 9 impacts. And he wrote back, he said, hot damn, I'm going to watch that movie again right now to see it.
So, yeah, he's the Clark I was thinking of, the 2000 guy.
Yeah, Arthur C. was.
Arthur's, all right.
And my dad was very fond of him as well.
Okay. All right, David Levy, always a pleasure. My love to Wendy, and you guys stay safe, okay?
Okay, stay safe, and we'll speak with you next month.
Thank you very much. David Levy, the Buckmaster Show contributor on science, our education contributor, is next. And, boy, do we have a lot to talk to Dr. Hendricks about with, looks like, online, total online school again here, at least in Tucson. Be right back in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios.
The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun cover two of Arizona's most desirable communities. The newspapers reach more than 75% of the communities each week, with a combined population of more than 50,000. The Green Valley News also publishes a dozen magazines each year, and both newspapers publish up-to-the-minute local news online at gvnews.com. The Green Valley News and Sarita Sun, it's all right here.
Hello, I'm Jeanette Bewley, President and CEO of the Tucson Airport Authority, with news of our new effort to ensure air traveler safety and security going through our terminal. It's called TUS Cares, and you can read more about it on our website, flytucson.com. As you carefully weigh your decision to fly, I want you to know whether it's next week, next month, or next year, we are here for you at Tucson International Airport. Thank you.
Family-owned Jam Culinary Concepts and its family of restaurants has you covered for your special event. Jam caters anytime, anywhere, any size group, and any type of cuisine. Vero Amore, authentic Neapolitan pizza, and Noble Hops. Craft beer and fine fare are synonymous with quality. Call 954-1468 or log on to jamculinaryconcepts.com.
The current Regional Transportation Authority plan is funded by a half-cent sales tax, which expires in June 2026. In preparation for developing a new 20-year plan, the RTA Board established a Citizens Advisory Committee to identify priority projects based on public input. RTA member jurisdictions will submit their respective project lists by June 2020 for the CAC to consider for a future plan. To learn more, visit www.rtanext.com.
Let's say you need an honest roofer. Where do you start? Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona has more than 3,200 accredited businesses ready to help and committed to doing things right. Next time you need a trusted mechanic, plumber, AC company, or florist, go to our website, bbb.org, or call us at 520-888-6161. Better Business Bureau of Southern Arizona. We are here to help you find local companies you can trust.
The Friends of Pima Animal Care Center is the nonprofit partner to our Pima County Animal Shelter. We grant critically needed resources to PACC so that it can continue the amazing life-saving progress it has made in recent years. Your generosity helps us find homes for abused, neglected, and abandoned animals at PAC. Learn how you can help at friendsofpacc.org.
Welcome back. It is the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studios. It's 92 degrees over in a place that would be very pleasant right now. Silver City and Grant County, New Mexico, they're only a degree away from their high. How would you like a high of 93 today when we're going to be what? We're 105 right now. The high is supposed to be 106. I think we're going higher. So that temp over in Silver City certainly falls into that Buckmaster Show promise of 10 degrees or cooler over in Silver City. Just a three-hour drive from the Tucson area. Find out more as you start your planning at southwestnewmexico.org. Again, to the live line, Dr. Robert Hendricks, Buckmaster Show contributor on education, longtime education advocate, and one-time Arizona School Superintendent of the Year, Dr. Hendricks, with us. How are you, sir?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Bill, under these trying times?
Oh, they're so trying. This has been such a crazy year, and now the Arizona Superintendent of Education says we're not ready to reopen schools in Arizona. TUSD, taking that advice, looks like they'll be all online. Here we go again, Bob Hendricks.
Yeah, it reminds me of the old soap opera, As the World Turns. You know, it's just one terrible surprise after another. But I totally agree with the state superintendent. You know, we can't possibly be ready, especially in Arizona. We're witnessing the skyrocketing infection rates. I mean, it's just catastrophic. I can't imagine putting students, teachers, staff, anybody in that kind of environment. I mean, I think, first of all, I think the reality is a lot of people would stand up and say, we're not going to do it.
Right.
Which presents a whole different set of problems. But the reality is we're not ready. We're not ready in August. Who knows if we'll be ready in September? Who knows anything at this point?
Well, I think we're not going to be ready until there's a vaccine or early in the new year, maybe. And I don't see how the University of Arizona is going to have face-to-face classes. You had the Ivy League yesterday saying, no way are we going to do college football. And usually that one announcement like that leads to another. We're in a situation here where it looks like we're going back to virtual. And for the University of Arizona, Bob Hendricks, Dr. Hendricks, you know, this is going to cost the U of A a lot of money.
It is. And, you know, they made their decision fairly early. And I think people were saying at that point, is this really premature in the spring, you know, to call the shots for what's going to happen in the fall? But as it turns out, I think they were right in their predictions. I mean, it's in California, I'm talking specifically about the state of California. They, you know, they said we're going to shut things down. They made that announcement in April. And so I was a little surprised that U of A was a little more hesitant to do that. But, you know, now they're going to have to refocus their efforts, as you say, on virtual schooling. And they're going to lose, you know, a lot of the enrollment population with that, too. A lot of students are not going to put their skin in that game. It's just not going to be the same. It's not the college experience. And, you know, they'll perhaps take what they call a gap year where they don't go to school. And, you know, so that's going to impact enrollment. Of course, enrollment is directly related to incoming dollars. But I'm really I'm amused at one point and also appalled by the pushback on many quarters wanting the school to reopen. And I'm sure you saw President Trump's recent threat to withhold federal dollars if schools don't open. And I think a lot of people don't, you know, they look at that in a very alarming way, but I think a lot of people don't realize that while federal dollars are important, you know, most of the school funding really comes from the state and local entities. Really where the federal dollars are important are special education programs and special programs like Title I, you know, for reading assistance. But, you know, the bulk of the money really is not tied with federal sources. So that whether that's a real threat or an idle threat or one that would definitely be challenged, that may not be a deal breaker as strong as what the president would like to see happen. So I think there's resistance to that, but I think most people, the governors, know that, you know, that that's not as huge a threat as he makes it look like it is.
Well, you know, I really feel for Dr. Trujillo and the team at TUSD. They've admitted that there were some students they just completely lost track of during the last online experience. So this is going to be a very difficult situation again.
Yeah, and I think schools, they've been playing with lots of options. You know, the realities are the options are pretty far few between. I mean, there's different kinds of virtual schooling, and sometimes I think people interchange the terms, but there's the remote approach and there's the online approach. And really when you talk about remote, what I mean by that is, you know, scheduled instructional days where students show up and they work with the teacher either individually or in a group using the internet, and lecture or give a presentation. There might be a discussion. So that's one way to approach instruction. The other way, which is a term that's more frequently used, is online instruction. But online instruction in pure and simple form is really a digital campus where the program's set up with software. And the teacher may or may not be interacting with students. They're really probably more cases than not, they're just monitoring that the students are doing the work. So the more interactive approach is the remote approach. The online approach might have a commercial software package or something that you know, walks through students' various layers of learning, and you can use a combination of the two. But then the third approach was one which I think we were heading towards, and that's the hybrid approach where you bring students in smaller groups to the classroom, you know, on alternate days or on a regular schedule. You bring some of them in one day, you bring others in another day. I don't think that may be something that we'll use to phase back in, but I don't think we're ready for that. I think that's in my opinion, that's off the table at this point. We don't want anybody in schools, in my opinion. That's just that physical environment is just not safe for anybody. If you work there or if you go to school there, it's just not safe. It's not comfortable. There's too many liabilities. I think schools realize we're not going to do that. We're going to have to either do remote or we're going to have to do online, and we're going to have to make it work. And I think schools might be in a better position to do that now than they were last spring. And I think most school administrators have realized that, you know, they have to have their ducks in a row, that, you know, the reality of physical distancing in schools was not going to be practical. So I think schools are in better position to do that. They're definitely more available. I think we've got a better infrastructure in terms of Wi-Fi service. Companies have stepped up and provided a lot more hotspots. So I think we're better with that, but still got that question we come back to with TUSD. You know, where are the students? Are they attending? Are they accountable? And of course, there's the whole issue of, you know, where are students? How are students going to be monitoring? I saw a comment from Dan Domenech, who's the president of the National School Boards or the School Superintendents Association, and I'm struck by his comment. He says, policies makers want the economy to open come hell or high water, and they want people to be free to go back to work. But let's face it, schools are child care providers, you know, and there lies part of the problem is who's going to monitor students who are in their home environment. If adults are being called back to work, there's a conflict there. Who's going to take care of them? And so the monitoring is a big issue, but I think the bigger issue is healthcare. We've got to take care of the physical health, and the issue of emotional health, of course, is still there. And we know that's not being addressed the way it needs to be with students being at home. But I think physical health is probably going to be the driving factor at this point until, as you say, we get that vaccine or yep. We have a different way to test, or we know something more than we know right now.
All right, Dr. Robert Hendricks, always a pleasure. Stay safe, Bob. Thank you.
Okay, thank you, Bill. You take care. Bye.
Thank you very much. That's it on the Buckmaster Show in the Green Things Zocalo Village Studio. John, thank you very much. Another great job. John Couch on the other side of the glass. I'm Bill Buckmaster. Have a great afternoon, everybody.